Hello from Brooklyn. This is Hong Wu. You're listening to Ad Hoc Talk. Ad lights blinking. Now, take a close look at those beautifully installed rivets, one by one, on the white aluminum surface, going along with blue and red color stripes. Nope. I'm not talking about F-14 Tomcat Navy fighter jets. Hear the sound? Here we go. I'm talking about the blue and red boxy vehicles driving down the street, delivering your mails and packages on a regular basis, not necessarily on time though. So if you're living in the US, most likely, you've been trained just like me, who are able to recognize the distinctive sound from this little guy's four-cylinder engine, which is from the Chevy S10 pickup trucks back in 1980s, which now no longer being manufactured, but still, it is able to propel the truck to reach a top speed of around 75 miles per hour and carrying a maximum payload of approximately 1,000 pounds, which roughly equals to 450 kilograms, almost half a ton. Right, that's a mail truck from United States Postal Service. When I came to the United States, this old style truck painted in the signature blue and red colors of the US Postal Service logo immediately caught my attention on the road and stood out compared to other delivery trucks from UPS, FedEx, or Amazon. Yep, even the A2Z smile logo never got me, sorry Amazon. Since then, I've been fascinated by this truck and its unique design. The vehicle was created with the obvious goal of being durable, reliable, and efficient. The individual aircraft-style rivet installed on this lightweight and corrosion-resistant aluminum body explains where the durability comes from. How many times you saw them with dents, scratches, broken mirrors, and cracks on its large window? Not even mention the exhaust pipe emitting black smoke. None of these stop the truck from navigating through the traffic and delivering your mail. Hey, remember the time when the first truck of that model being put into service was back in 1986, and the last one was actually built in 1994. Yeah, it's old, but you cannot deny they're still there, like the uncle or auntie next door still taking care of the community. They might cough sometimes, but they are not back down from their jobs. Well, I won't back down. Look at the protruding bumpers made from high-impact plastic material, both front and back. Minor collisions? No big deal. And now, if you take a close look at the sliding door on the side, especially the slider, two pieces of metal make up the rail. That's it? Nothing fancy? No electric technology? You know, after cleaning the dirt in there, you're good to go. Go ahead, shut the door in force. It's not gonna be broken. Man, I love the sound. The truck itself, you know, spends its days waking up in ungodly morning hours, in rain, in snow, or shine, to bring us letters and packages. So it has gotta be reliable. It was built using the chassis built by GM based on the S10 Jeep, featuring a robust rear-wheel drive system. I happened to find the footage recording people conducting some drills on this vehicle to test its endurance and maneuverability. I could drive 11,000 miles over the gravel road at 30 to 45 miles, drive almost 3,000 miles on a road with shoulder, stopping every 250 feet and accelerating to 15 miles per hour in between. make 100 consecutive stops from 15 miles per hour. The list doesn't stop there, and the vehicle was designed to run 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. Remember, that was from 1980s. I personally feel like this truck was a beautiful war, man. Besides, have you ever counted how many mirrors it is equipped with, left and right? The one on the back left side to give the visibility to the passing traffic from the loaded trunk behind. And my favorite pairs in the front. Two round blind spot mirrors lay on top each other facing each side so that the male person can see all the traffic from both left and right directions. Because the driver usually sits in a narrow bench style seat located on the right side of the vehicle, which is usually the passenger seat in the US where we drive on the right. And this enables male person to be able to quickly get off the truck doing deliveries without worrying about the left side traffic, and like we usually do. And the seat itself even can swivel 180 degrees. This position leaves additional space on the left side for a big loading table for stacking, loading, and fetching mail or packages. The steering wheel and the dashboard just feature a minimal number of controls and gauges. Not even there's a button or the tuner for air conditions. Nope. Just a toggle for fan, toggle for hazard lights, and a toggle for cargo light. All in one-to-one mapping. Straight, simple, that's it. Now, if we move to the trunk on the back or the cargo loading area, spatial room with a bench on the both side and just enough space for storage, and look at the rear part of the truck, and you will notice, geez, how many lights? It has four on each side plus one side light on the each side of the body. Hazard lights, turn lights, reverse lights, and brake lights. Sometimes you even see them with additional two lights next to the license plate to light up the license plate, of course. Man, that's the right amount of excessiveness. So you can tell this vehicle is a beautiful running in the neighborhoods. So the design should consider the surroundings. Moreover, there are also vents on the upper part of the body on each side to add air circulations for the trunk. What's more, it is amazing that you can open in the direction either facing front or back to drive how air gets floated in mechanically. In sum, this mail truck was designed to meet its need for serviceability and longevity, which is how it got its nickname, Grumman LLV, or Grumman Long Life Vehicle. Remember I mentioned the F-14 Tomcat fighter jets at the beginning? Those are also made by Grumman, the Grumman Aerospace Company, which is famous for its cat line of Navy fighters back in World War II. You might hear about other cats like Wildcats, Hellcats, or Cougars. Now everything gets explained. The company that made the Navy fighter jets also made these iconic long-serving mail trucks. And I had the luck to chat with Jenny, the lovely ma'am who works for US Postal Service and takes care of the mail packages for my neighborhood.
Oh ma'am, hope you don't mind, I'm just taking photos. I'm really fascinated about the mail truck, the design. Yeah, so do you like it?
Huh?
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like all the members, it makes it easy.
How's the interior design? You like it? It feel comfortable?
Like for me, it serves its purpose. The room to paddle the packages. I've gotten used to driving on this side.
Oh, wow. So.
Yes. The truck is a beautiful example of purposeful design. No extra, no less. Just the bare minimum to successfully perform its tasks. It is just simple and beautiful. One purpose, no other reasons. If you choose a yellow taxi toy car as a souvenir after visiting New York City, then I would definitely recommend you also buy a US Postal Service mail truck as a gift, as a symbol of you visiting the United States. Like Jenny also mentioned, LLV is old.
Well, they're coming out ones because those are really old. So, you know, they break down and stuff like that. But people, you know, they say that you could probably find them. Some people have bought them.
Oh, wow.
You know.
That's my dream car for a road trip.
Yeah. Given this model's service life is at its end, eventually, that familiar sound of the mail truck outside of your home will fade away. But the hard-working people inside of the truck will stay, America's backbone for over 30 years, and will continue serving the nation. Thanks for listening, watching maybe. Until next time, peace. And thank you, Jenny.